Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yudalid. And on Kuf Yudalid, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, or the Mishnah from Masechah Shabbos. Ovi kochavim shabba lachabos. If a non-Jew comes to extinguish a fire, ein omrim lo kabeh v'al techabeh. We don't tell him what to do. We don't tell him to extinguish. We don't tell him not to extinguish. Because the guy's doing malacha, that's not my problem. A guy is not mitzuveh on Shabbos. He's actually not allowed to keep Shabbos, and therefore, if he's doing malacha, then I just mind my own business. We don't tell him to kabeh, we don't tell him to extinguish, because, as we're going to see, that's also an iser for him to do malacha for me. There is an idea, there's a Rashi earlier, if you remember, way back when, the Achronim discussed it, about a ger toshav possibly keeping Shabbos, right? That was a Rashi earlier in the Masechta, but the Achronim wonder about that. Is that really true? But that is not our topic for today. We're going to focus on the idea of a general goy not doing malacha. But the Gemara says here that if a goy is doing malacha, it's not my issue because ein shvisa so aleya. His shvisa is not on me, right? I'm not responsible for him. Katan abalachabos, but a katan who comes to do malacha, omrim lo atachabe sheshvisa so aleya. That's what much of today's daf is about, the issue of a katan. Doing something wrong, is that my responsibility? He's a katan. Is there a maisa aveira when it comes to a katan? Do I have to make sure that he's not doing an aveira? Is the issue just being ma'achil oso biadayim, or even b'sheva altase, not getting involved? So that is not today's topic, even though that's much discussed on the daf. But we're going to focus on this other part of it about a goy, about akum sheba l'chabos, whether we say to him kabe and al techabeh. So we're going to talk a little bit about amira la'akum shvus, which is a very common topic, very common issue that comes up all the time, about a non-Jew doing malacha on a Shabbos. So we know the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and a non-Jew is, we learn elsewhere, that a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos, but a non-Jew is not allowed to do malacha for me on some level. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Bo, in Parak Yud Beis, uv'yamarisha mikra kodesh, v'yamashvim mikra kodesh, in the context of Pesach, kol malacha lo ye'aseh bohem. All malacha shall not be done. It doesn't say lo yaseh, the active, but kol malacha lo ye'aseh. So if it's lo ye'aseh, the mechilta on that pasuk, and Rashi quotes it, says, halamazta, v'chol malacha lo ye'aseh bohem, lo saaseh ata, v'lo ye'aseh chavercha, v'lo ye'aseh goy malachtecha. Devi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, this pasuk is including, it shouldn't be done by you, or for you by a fellow Jew, or even by a goy. The smag quotes his mechilta and says it sounds like it's a din daraisa. Sounds like it's included in lo ye'aseh, v'loshon lo ye'aseh hakasuv habatora mochiach sas hu drasha gemura. It sounds like it's a drasha gemura, but the Ramban notes that that's the pashas, but says it can't be. Can't be. Rashi quotes it in short, in one line, afilo al yedei achirim. Rashi quotes lo ye'aseh b'hem. So who does Rashi mean by achirim? Does he mean other Jews? Well, then other Jews are obligated just mitzidam. You don't need the pasuk to tell me that. For lo avinos, he says, asked the Ramban, Shema achirim ha'ilu Yisrael, if these other achirim are Jews, heim atzman mushar maleha. They themselves are musar. You don't need a pasuk to say that others for you, ve'ein ani mushar b'malachti, shelo te'ase al yado, elashim mate oso b'isr, musar ala b'shem lefnei iver lo sitin mechshol. If he knows he's doing it, he's asur for himself. And if he doesn't know, then it's a lefnei iver issue. Ve'im achirim halalu gayim. It says the Ramban, if the others here refer to are gayim, Ain anu musarim b'torah amalacha shel goy klal lo b'yantif lo b'shabbos. There's always a daraisa for malachas goy. El sheish b'shvus midivrehem im ha'amira shalanu. There's an issa d'rabanan with our amira. Kemosha amru, as the Gemara says in Shabbos daf kufnun, amira l'goy shvus. Amira l'akum is a shvus. V'zed davar mavur b'gemara. And this is mavurish in the Gemara. So what is Rashi quoting this Bechota for? It must be an asmachta. It's not a real drasha gemura, because really, Malechas Goy is usur midrabanan to be done for me. And that is generally what we pass. We pass that Amir La'akam is an issa drabanan. That is the accepted, that is accepted halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says this, just posig achron in Reish Bem Gimel Sif Katan Hey. Damir la'akum shvus v'asmachu rakra dekom malacha lo yaseh bohem v'loksiv lo ta'aseh l'rameiz afilo de'achirim lo yaseh v'afilo k'shos v'asmo malacha she'yisov v'shvilo gamkein tzorech limchos biyado. What are the reasons for the Isser, the Gzeira d'Rabbanan? I think we might have touched on this in the past years ago. So there are three shitas in the Rishonim that talk about the Isser of Amira la'akum. Rashi, the end of Mesech HaShabbos, Lav Kuf Nun Gimel. Rashi has a chiddush where Rashi says, Shlichus, Hari hu shlucho lisa enu b'shabbos. Right? Why can't you give the context there is talking about giving a guy a Jew giving a guy a wallet when he's coming in from the outside the tchum and he's already outside without an eruv but he can't carry. So the Gemara talks about giving it to a guy. Hari hu shlucho lisa enu b'shabbos. That's Rashi and Shabbos Daf Kuf and Gimel. If you look at Rashi and Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav, Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says, what's the isser of telling a guy to do something for you on Shabbos? Aval Shabbos don't etzavu b'nei Noach. Hamash asul Yisrael lemor lo mar lo v'kachavim aseli kach zeo mishum mimso chefzacha v'daber davar dibur aser. Right, the pasuk says in Yishayahu in Perek Nunches that we have to make sure that what we're involved in on Shabbos is different than what we're involved in during the week. Mimso chefzacha, our involvement v'daber davar, and even what we talk about should be guarded and different from what it is during the week. So Rashi in Shabbos Kufra Gimel says Shlichus, Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav says Daber Davar, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says Gzera, you might come to do the Malacha. Aser lo malagoy lasas lana Malacha b'Shabbos. It's aser for us to tell a goy. Af al pi sheinu mitzuva ala Shabbos, even though a goy is not mitzuva on Shabbos, v'yavei she'omer lo mikodem l'Shabbos. And even if I tell him before Shabbos, I don't say a word on Shabbos, I arrange it. V'yav al pi sheinu tzarech lo'osa malacha ala acher Shabbos, even if I only need it till after Shabbos. Right, the stipler in Avodah Zarah notes that what the Rambam just said, might be two nafkaminas between the other two reasons of Rashi, meaning, what if I arrange it before Shabbos? I don't see a word on Shabbos. So mitzad daber davar, there shouldn't be any problem, right? But mitzad shlichus, he's doing it on Shabbos, so it would be a problem. What about the opposite? What if I arrange it on Shabbos to be done after Shabbos? So there, mitzad daber davar, it is a problem. Mitzad shlichus, it shouldn't be a problem, because it's being done after Shabbos. So the two lines of the Rambam here says should be enough nafkamina between the other two reasons. But the Rambam says they're both aser. Right, even if I arrange it before Shabbos, and even if it's I arrange it on Shabbos, if you don't have to Shabbos, and the Rambam says the davar zeh also be divrei sofrim kidei shlote Shabbos kala beinehen v'yavo lasos ba'atzman, so that Shabbos is not kala in my eyes, and I come to do it myself. That's the problem, according to the Rambam. If I have somebody else do it, then I might come to do it. Then I might come to do it myself. So that is the Rambam. The Radvaz has a. Discussed this and others, but this is the background for the issa. Halacha l'maisa. So there's an issa d'rabbanan. So when is a goy allowed? Why there's so many instances where people think that if I hint to him, if I do this, like what exactly is allowed, what is not allowed? So there are really two issues that need to be spoken about: the act of asking and nehenem imalechas goy. Right, there are situations where I'm allowed to get certain hana if something's done, and cases where I'm not allowed. So in cases where I'm not allowed, so that it doesn't matter how I ask, I'm not allowed to get hana. But in cases where I am allowed to get hana, so then the question is step two: how do we ask? So there are different types of benefit. If there's direct benefit of a malacha, and I couldn't have gotten this benefit without the malacha being done, so that's aser. If a guy cooks something for me on Shabbos, unless it's chol sheish bo sakana. Or even a chol she'ein bo sakana. Chol she'ein bo sakana, a goy is allowed to do a daraisa, right? If it's but in a regular case of not a chola, as we'll see, better serve in a couple of minutes, but if it's direct hana, if a goy cooks something for me, if a goy carries something for me through Rishas Arabim, if a goy turns on a light in a dark room, and I couldn't have used the room, it was dark. So all those cases, that is usher for me to get hana from it, even if I hinted to it. Right, that's the halacha, right? That's the Shmir Shabbos writes in Perek Lamed, v'nimsa v'im'ein b'chlal or b'cheder, osir lehanos b'na ershid l'chadachim b'chal ofan. If there's no light in a room, I'm not allowed to get benefit from a non-Jew's lighting. Gamim hitliku me'atzmo avur ha'yehudi, mi'belisha ramzo lo lasos kein, even if he did it without my asking. Shari belishum or e'efsher l'ros klal, because without light, I can't get any, I can't see. That's called direct benefit, And therefore, that's aser. V'davar zeh aser afilu b'makom mitzvah, says the Shvir Shabbos. Klomer gam kedei la'afsher lo mo Torah o lehispalel. Even to learn Torah or to daven, it is aser for a guy to do that malacha for me. So that's direct benefit is a problem. What is allowed? So two types of benefit. Either indirect benefit or additional benefit. Indirect benefit. What happens about turning off the light? Not turning on the light, but turning off the light so I can go to sleep. So really, turning off the light is not direct benefit, and it's not called that in halacha, because it can be viewed as he's removing a problem. It's light, and he's removing a problem. It's kind of like malacha shenetzu chalagufa, but he's not creating something, but he's turning off the light. So that is it. Number one way to look at that is an indirect benefit. He's not doing something directly for me, but the benefit from his action is indirect. Or the other way to look at it, and this also applies in the case that we just spoke about, additional benefit. If I could have done what I wanted to do even without the guy's doing, but he made it easier. He made it easier for me. That also is allowed. That's called an additional benefit. If there's already light in the room and the guy just makes it lighter, I can already read in the room, but he just makes it lighter, makes it easier for me. Right, so then that's called additional benefit. What once the light is removed, let's say the sun that's shining into the room, so I could really use the room and he turns the light on, that's mutter. Once the light the sun goes down, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Vav Sif Dalid, once the sun goes down, it turns into not additional but direct exclusive benefit, and that would be a problem. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Reish Ayin Vav Dalid. Em Yesh Ner Bebeis Yisrael Abayinu Yudivid Lignera Acher Mutter Lush Tamish La'oro Ba'od Ner Risho Dolik. As long as the first Ner is still lit, Avala Acher Sheikh Yicha Beharisho Nasa Lush Tamish La'or Shady. But once the first light goes out, you can't use the second one, right? And that is the halacha of additional benefit. Other yisodos regarding the benefit, a malacha da'oraisa that a guy does when it's not allowed to be done, the direct benefit, is usher to all Jews. It's usher to all Jews. A malacha da'rabanan then is usher only for those who it was done to, or for the people that are with him, his guests, his family. If there's ever a case where a guy does malacha in a situation where I'm not allowed to get benefit, that's where we have to wait in what's called b'chdei shiyasu. I have to wait with the amount of time after Shabbos that it would have taken him for him to do the malacha, and then I'm not allowed to get benefit. If a guy does malacha for himself, so then I'm allowed to get benefit. That's how we try to do it sometimes. We try to get the guy to do something and let him get benefit himself. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph, and the Sif Beis. Im Hedliku Litzarcho, O Litzarcho Li Yisrael, Afilu Ebo Sakana, O Litzarcho Ketanim, Mutter L'chol Yisrael L'shtamish La'ora. As long as he did it for himself. V'im Yish Hochacha, Shal Litzarcho Eino Yehudi Madlika, Go Tzad Aroam Shu M'shtamish La'ora, Avo Bishar Rov Yisrael, Mutter, it's okay. Right, the Bir Halacha has a long discussion here in Reish Ayin Vav, and says that this is totally mutter. This is totally mutter. Asomech lahakel behidlik l'tzorach atzmo l'tzorach Yisrael. If it's up for both, ein limchos biado. If it's for himself and for a Jew, then we are mekel. Fine. So that, and if a guy happens to do something, I'm allowed to tell him not to do a malacha. Let's say he turns on a light for some reason, for himself, or he's just looking for something, and then he's about to turn it off the light, I'm allowed to tell him, don't turn off the light. That's not telling him to do anything. That's telling him not to do a malacha. There's nothing wrong with that. But that is all step number one. So direct benefit is totally always usher, even with hinting, even with anything. Indirect benefit, or the additional benefit, turning off the light, or the additional benefit is mutter, but now that it's mutter, the question is, how do I get him to do that? So that's where we get into the second part, and that is the hinting. How could I ask the guy to do indirect or additional benefit? So there are two types of hinting that we have in halacha. Number one is remiza derech tzivui. If I basically tell him, but just in different words, I say, can you help me out? Even if I don't say it befeirish, or hand motions. That's also a problem. You don't have to verbalize it for it to be a problem. You can't, even by additional or indirect, I'm not allowed to ask directly. I'm not supposed to mention the malacha at all. All I'm supposed to do is describe the reality in front of me. What's called remiza shelo b'derech tzivui. Right? I would love to go to sleep. That's it. I hope he turns the light off. I'm not allowed to say, I wish somebody would turn the light off. That's remiza b'derech tzivui. I could say, I want to go to sleep. Or it is light in here, right? That's just describing the reality. No mention of the malacha, no request. It's really hot inside, right? I have no toilet paper, right? Any of those is just describing the event. And the Mishnah Berurah again says it's only in the indirect and additional Hana'ah discussion. That's what the Shmir Shabbos also says in Sifkat in Osches Mutar Lomar B'Shabbos L'Nachri Ein Li Nayar Toilet Hainu Lashon Sipur Hatzorah V'Kriyas Hanayar V'Hu Yavin Mahu Misbakish Lachin V'Lo Nomar Shu Nena Hana Yishir B'Kriyas Hanayar V'Givet Shevshel Shavish Pobed Yar Gap She'edo Karua. Right, that's again called additional. Theoretically, you can use the toilet paper without it being cut and just like let it go into the toilet. So again, that's how it would be described. But again, there's the heter, again, these heterim of hinting, shalob b'derech tzivui, that would be allowed in these cases of additional and indirect. There is a whole other category of heter called shvus de shvus. Shvus de shvus, if to ask a guy to do a drabanan, asking an adjur to do a malacha is an issa drabanan. Asking him to do a drabanan is a double drabanan, a shvus de shvus. And that is allowed, if need be, in a certain number of cases. The hefsin meruba. Hefs and Meruba, one is allowed, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Zayin Sifhei, quotes the Rambam, that the Hefs and Meruba, one is allowed, Sorech Harbe. Sorech Harbe, the language of the Magen Avraham is Hefs and Meruba, that is what is allowed. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shin Zayin. On Sorech Harbe, because it's the language of the Rambam. I am Magen Avraham Shemasek the Dafkum Makam Hefsid Gadol. Ava Balafachi Ein Lahakel Klal. So Hefsid Meruba. What's called Hefsid Meruba? Rav Moshe discusses this in Yoredeya. Aleph Yudzayin. It's subjective. Subjective based on the person. Right? If an air condition is frozen over and it's going to break. So for the average person to replace an air conditioning is if Hefsid Meruba. Right? So that's one. Shvus Tishvus. Number two, Makam Mitzvah. Shvus Tishvus Makam Mitzvah. Maybe to allow the tzibur to daven in shul, the lights in shul went off, so that would be a situation where shus tishus might even allow direct hana, right? Quotes the Shulchan Aruch quotes is based on rishonim. Again, there are some rishonim that say only dafka mila, only dafka certain mitzvahs, but we generally assume shus tishus b'makom mitzvah. Tsar gadol Aruch Hashulchan discusses. If it's really hot, to do something to cool off the area, or kavod abrius. Those are four examples of shustas b'makom rabim, b'makom mitzvah v'chulu. There are other kulas built into this sugya the mir la'akum. First of all, bein hashvashus, based on mishnayis already. Bein hashvashus, the halacha is that one is allowed to ask directly, to ask a non-Jew to do malacha during Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos itself is a suffix, but that's already built in. One is allowed to ask a non-Jew. Mutar lomar l'eino Yehudi Bein HaShemashos, the Shulchan Aruch, Reis Samech Aleph Aleph, l'hadlik ner l'tzorach Shabbos, do direct malacha, v'chein lomar lo lasos kol malacha, shi l'tzorach mitzvah, o shu tarid v'nechbaz aleha. Right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch, to put pots on, take pots off, whatever it is. One is allowed. Number one, psikresha. Number two, I'm allowed to ask a guy to do psikresha, even though for me to do a psikresha is usur, right? Act A will vade cause act B. I can't open up a fridge if I know the light's going to be on, right? That's called psikresha. I'm opening the door, but I know it's for sure going to put the light on. I'm allowed to ask the guy to open the fridge. That's not asking him to do a malacha. I'm asking him to open the fridge, and then psikresha is going to open. That's okay. Psikresha by Mir La'akum is mutter. The question is, what about closing it after that? That is a good question. But one's allowed to ask him, and then Moshe talks about, maybe you could then tell him, he'll know that he could take the bulb out, right? The Moshe talks about this in Aruch Chaim, Beis Samaches, B'shachal lahotzi esa'or shebetoch refrigerator, be'erev Shabbos. Right, what are you supposed to do? So he talks about, again, asking a guy, v'yafim lo nichalei dami aser, for you to do it, but v'im ikar ma'chalim she'achinu l'shabas, nim shasham yishlahatu l'chtoach ha'idei nachri, v'anachri yisale gamez ha'or misham, shagam zehu tzorah k'dei sheyuchlo likach l'suda shniya, she could take it out for the next suda. So that's Amir la'akum, psichamot ha'idei nachri, af she'in tzorah kol kach, because kiva she'in miskavim lahadlika or af she'u psikresha, mutar lo malanachri. Right, that's the number two. So you have the case of Bein HaShemashos. Number two, you have Psikresha. Number three, Chol HaShem Basakana, as we mentioned. That's mutar to ask a guy to do even a malacha d'oraisa, right? Mitzvah d'rabim or michshol d'rabim, right? That's the fixing the Erev. fixing the Erev, or putting on lights in shul. That's the Shulchan Aruch again. In Reish Ayin Vav Sif Chav Hey, he talks about that. Mutar lomar leinu hildi l'sakin ha'erev shenis kalkal b'shabbos kidei shelo yavo rabim lidei michshol u'kidayu bala iter l'spacholav l'hatar shvus damir afil malachad araisa malka misa d'rabim. The iter says that even one shvus, even that's going to do malachad araisa l'tzorach rabim, so that is in case of the in terms of the erev. There's also one final heter, and that is to ask a guy to do something and he could theoretically do it b'derach heter. B'derach, not a malacha. I'm going to tell the guy to wash the dishes. So he can do it with cold water. He can do it without a sponge. He's choosing it to do it with a sponge or with hot water. That's his choice. But I didn't ask him to do malacha there, and that would also be mutter. I told him to get something from upstairs. He's going to take the elevator. I didn't tell him to take the elevator. It's his choice. So that also is mutter. But again, it starts off with here, Yivamas Kuf Yudalad, about Amir La'akum, Ein Shvisasu Aleihem, but there is an Isser Durabanan. Okay, we'll stop here.